episode 1324, Are You Disqualifying Yourself?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that your weekend has been going really, really well. Today is a reflection day. It's time to look inward. Are you disqualifying yourself? Maybe you've been feeling a little discouraged, a little bah humbug, and you just don't know why these thoughts are still entering your mind. Well, let's chat about it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you disqualifying yourself with defeated thoughts and whispers of what you can't do? The sun that shines bright, but your heart is dark and weary. Why is it that we are so talented at beating ourselves up before we even rise for the day? The discouragement lingers like the smell of cooked bacon 2 days ago. Now, you throw in bacon and everything's better, right? No, it's not. Discouragement eats away at your spirit. It draws you closer to your faults and further from the greatness God is working in you and through you. What have been some of your defeated thoughts lately? I'm not good enough. I don't have the certification. There is no way I have the time or the energy to do what has to be done. Who am I kidding? I don't have any talent in this area. What was I thinking? And maybe you have a few four-letter words or even thoughts that go with that one, right? Who? What was I thinking? The race of life takes persistence, patience, and prayer. If you give up before you finish the race, how do you know if you'll win? God doesn't lead you down the path of the unknown. He knows where He wants you to go. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." He said it. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. But if you aren't willing to walk the path and learn along the way and take a few falls, because you're going to fall, you are disqualifying yourself, not God. When God lights a fire within you, He will put it out if it's not to be known. Otherwise, you have to be willing to work in God's timing. Usually, though, we are too busy doing our own thing, right? We are working against God's timeline because we disqualify ourselves. We take ourselves out of the race before it's even begun. Walk by faith along God's path. Don't listen to the murmurs that grab your attention and distract you from heavenly promises. Look upward instead of outward. Call on God, not on the world. Silence the chatter and awake your soul. You were created on purpose for a purpose. What God puts out there will not return void. He will accomplish what He desires and achieve the purpose for which He ignited. Are you disqualifying yourself? Are you telling yourself things that really shouldn't even be thought of, let alone said out loud? Maybe last week was a very discouraging week for you. Maybe you hit a few roadblocks. Maybe the kids are absolutely driving you crazy. I know this weekend, we got a little kind of crazy in our schedule. I thought it would be kind of a calm weekend, hanging out, just doing some family things. And all of a sudden, my husband gets an email and he's flying off same day, comes back same day. Crazy. I think, why is it that we try to make things happen and then at times it just seems like it all falls apart? And then you're wondering, why do I even put the effort forward? Well, the thing is we are trying to do all the work. You were trying to do it all by yourself. I'm trying to do it all by myself. We're trying to control our own little world. But we need God to control it. And if we keep messing with His timeline, Do you think ours will ever match up to his? No, it won't. And when you put yourself in the situations of what if, I should have, why didn't I? Where is that taking you? It's taking you down a dark, dungy, dirty road. You already traveled that. You can't go back, but you can move forward. Are you disqualifying yourself by your thoughts, even by your actions or lack of actions? Are you calling it quits before you even started? Today, it's about your persistence, patience, and prayer. Ask God to give you the endurance to sustain His purpose, not yours. But some would ask, aren't I supposed to ask what I really need? No, see, we get it all mixed up. We need to ask God to help us sustain His purpose, His design for our life, because you know what? He knows better. He really does. Now, I know it takes an act of faith, right? To step out, to know and believe that God is going to follow through, but I promise you He will in His time. Your time may have been yesterday, but His time may be 2 years from now. Will you be ready? Or will you disqualify yourself before you even get to God's timing? So ask God to give you the endurance to sustain His purpose. Be patient for what's to come and consistent in your actions and words. Be the voice of heaven. Let God's light shine. It's not about your light. It's God's glory. But you have to be patient for what's to come and consistent in your actions and your words. If you're wanting to write a book, what's stopping you? I've heard every excuse under the sun. What's stopping you is you. You don't need to worry about the editing process. If you have nothing down on the paper, then where's the book? It's not there. You have to what? First begin by writing, word by word by word. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. One word at a time will lead you to your book. Be patient for what's to come and diligent and consistent in your actions and your words. Pray without ceasing, being specific for your needs. After you put God's purpose number one, then say, Lord, I need you to help support what you desire out of me. We get it backwards. We're crying out, Lord, why didn't you give me right now what I need? Instead of saying, Lord, thank you for this crazy radical opportunity. I am scared out of my mind, so I hope you're ready to make the move because I sure am not. That's kind of been my life. I don't always get it right all the time. But I do try to remember the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is God's picture, not mine. If you're disqualifying yourself, you are tearing up God's masterpiece within you. And that's a horrible thing to do to your Heavenly Father, who loves you and wants only what's best for you. So pray without ceasing, being specific for your needs when it comes to His purpose. Throwing in the towel is not an option today. Your race has just begun. It's time to train for life and love your journey. Remember, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.